It's always good to come home.
啊，回到家多好啊。
As many of you know, we spend a considerable amount of time traveling.
啊，大家都知道，我们花了许多的时间在旅行上面。
Our travels originate from someone calling us or writing us and saying, "Will you come?"
啊，我们每次的旅行开始呢，都是有人来跟我们联系，说你们能不能来。
And it is a great blessing to be with the universal church around the world.
能够与这个宇宙的教会在一起，在世界各地，这是非常蒙祝福的。
Many different ethnic groups, different languages, different cultures and backgrounds.
各样的种族，各样的语言，各样的文化。
But the Lord also has us in a local assembly.
但是神也让我们在当地有我们自己的聚会。
And even though I don't even know many of your names, much less be able to pronounce them.
很多人在这里，我是不知道您的名字。有的时候这个发音是最难的。
We recognize your face.
但是我都认得你们的样子。
And of course, many we do know.
有许多也是我们认识的。
And we have a history together.
我们也有一个历史，我们是有一段时间在一起。
As Sister Emily was playing the piano just now, I was reminded when she was 2 months old.
当 Emily 姐妹在司琴的时候，我还记得她两个月大的样子。
I never had seen so much black hair.
那个时候她没有这么多黑头发。
A few years later, a number of you here would go with us through our family through the burying of my wife.
然后有许多的家庭几年之后就来认识了我们这一家。
And this 2.5 year period of her being prepared to meet her Lord was a wonderful time together.
然后有两年半的时间。当我第一任的妻子她离开这个被主接去之前，许多的弟兄姐妹就跟我们更多的认识。
Not an easy time.
那个不是一个容易的时间。
Many lessons were learned during that time.
我们在那个时间学了许多的功课。
But it's through pain that we are drawn, first of all, to the Lord and through one another.
在这个痛苦里面，我们首先被吸引与神更亲密，然后弟兄姐妹之间也更亲密。
Because I have a history with you, many of you know many of my sins.
因为这些的故事，这些的经历，许多人也知道我里面的罪。
And occasionally I see a few of yours.
有的时候我也看到大家身上的缺陷。
But as we were reminded of this morning, as we took the cup, the blood of the Lord Jesus covers all of that.
但是今天当我们举起杯的时候，我们记得主已经遮盖了所有的罪。
There is no Jew nor Greek, no Chinese or white or Indian.
在我们中间其实没有这样的分别，中国人或者美国人或者印度人。
There is no rich or poor. There is no male or female.
甚至没有男女之间的区别。
God has lifted up into another sphere.
神把我们带到另外的一个境界。
And this is where we are to live.
这就是我们应该生活的一个境界。
And this is what makes even coming home, even this morning, glorious.
今天早上回到这个家真的是非常的荣耀。
We live in the day of small things.
今天我们的世代是有许多细小的事情。
God always operates in the small things.
神的他的运作都是在一些小的事情上。
The world's way is wanting to be big.
这个世界的想法总是要很大。
Make a name for ourselves.
让我们自己有名。
That was the whole story behind the building of the Tower of Babel.
这就是当时建造巴别塔的故事。
To become something.
来成为一样，成为某样。
And that poison has poisoned all of our hearts.
那这样的毒呢，已经对我们每个人都有一个药性。
And when we claim the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, it washes us of that poison.
当我们来宣称，来到主宝血的下面。
And
we're, 这个宝血就洗净我们。
And we're ready to be a lamb.
然后我们就可以成为一个羔羊。
Oh, the joy this morning of being around the table and focusing for 1 hour on the Lamb.
今天早上我们有一个小时的时间欢喜快乐就是来庆贺这样的羔羊。
A husband and wife would never have an argument if just one of them would be willing to be a lamb.
当丈夫妻子在一起的时候只要其中一个愿意成为羔羊就没有这样的争吵。
Children would be able to obey their parents.
孩子们也可以来顺服他们的父母。
With glad hearts.
是带着一个欢喜的心。
With joyful obedience.If they would just be a lamb.
是一个乐意的顺从。
Our jobs would no longer be boring and tedious and frustrating if we would go to work tomorrow morning just to be a lamb.
那如果有羔羊的灵，明天我们开始在工作上也不会说觉得这样的烦闷，这样的沮丧。
The lamb depicts the day of small things.
羔羊就让我们能够面对每天这样微小的事情。
And the Bible says, do not despise the day of small things.
在圣经上面讲，不要小看这些小事。
Be willing to be nothing.
啊，我们要愿意成为无有。
And this will even be explained more as we get into our message this morning.
当今天我们进入信息的时候，会有更多的解释。
Let's just read a couple verses.
让我们先来读几节圣经。
First of all, two verses in Revelation 1:1 and verse 2.
第一段的圣经是在启示录第一章第一、第二节。
Revelation 1,
启示录第一章
1 and 2.
第一节、第二节。
The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants the things which must shortly take place, and he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant, John.
耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者小玉他的仆人约翰。
He who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
John, it says here, second verse, who bore witness to the word of God.And to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw.
这里第二节讲到，约翰就将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来。
And then, First John 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John 1.
第一章。
First verse,
第一节
The elder to the chosen lady and her children. Do we have sound?
First John?
First John 1, that's better. First John 1, verse 1.
约翰一书第一章
The elder to the chosen lady and her children.Whom I love in truth, and not only I, but I also all who know the truth.
好，约翰二书第一章。对不起。
I'm sorry. First John.
对不起，是约翰一书第一章。
I'm saying one thing and reading another.
刚才我是讲了一个，但是读的是另外一个。
My apology.
对不起。是约翰一书。
Some of you probably thought I was reading in Chinese there for a minute.
可能有人觉得我在读中文。
Okay. First John, chapter 1, verse 1.
约翰一书第一章第一节。
What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld with our hands, handled concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life was manifested, and we have seen, and we bear witness, and we proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
What we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you also may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And these things we write so that our joy may be made complete.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
In the fifth verse, and this is the message we have heard from him, and we announce to you.
第五节，神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。我这是我们从主所听见又报给你们的信息。
John is speaking 60 years after the Lord has left.
约翰他在讲这些话的时候，是主耶稣离开之后60年。
He has not seen the Lord physically with his eyes for over 60 years.
在物质的眼上、眼目之中，他没有看到主耶稣有60年时间。
And yet when we look at these verses, we see how intimate he is with the Lord.
但是我们读这些章节的时候，看到他与主是多么的亲密。
We have heard, we have seen, we have beheld.
我们所看见、所听见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
Some of you aren't over 60 years of age. Most of you aren't.
有些人在我们中间是超过60岁了。
But when I try to think of things 60 years ago, even 50 years ago, even 40 years ago, it's kind of a blur.
但是我如果想到40年、50年、60年之前的事，我自己都模糊了。
But something had happened to John.
但是对约翰有些事情发生过。
And the Lord was very, very real in him.
对他来讲，主在他里面是这么的真实。
The Lord was more real to him at this time than he was even 60 years previous.
在他那个时候，甚至主对他的真实要超过60年之前。
The Lord was more real than even when John had his head on the bosom of the Lord Jesus.
主对他那个时候是这样那么真实，甚至比他当初把头枕在主耶稣怀里的时候还要真实。
The Lord Jesus had gotten inside of John's being.
在那个时候，主耶稣已经真正的进入到约翰他的琐事里面。
In his 90s, John could talk of the freshness of the reality of the Lord Jesus.
在约翰90岁之后，他还能够体会主耶稣这么的新鲜，这么的真实。
John was a testimony of Jesus.
约翰就是主耶稣的见证。
We just read that in the second verse of Revelation 1.
我们在启示录第一章第二节已经读到。
And this is what we want to talk about this morning.
这就是我们今天早上要来讲的。
The reality of the testimony of Jesus.
就是主耶稣见证的实际。
We have a problem.
我们现在就有个问题。
I am not capable of presenting to you the testimony of Jesus.
我并不配，也没有能力向大家来讲主耶稣的见证。
I can talk about it.
我可以来讲。
But I cannot form Christ in your heart.
但我不能让基督在你们的心里成形。
I can speak to your ears.
我可以对耳朵来讲话。
But I cannot speak to your heart.
但我不能对心讲话。
But the Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
但是主给了我们圣灵。
So I have a question this morning.
所以今天早上我有一个问题。
Any of you who have been in my small classes around the kitchen table know that I always start with a question.
那有些人参加我在这个餐桌旁这个聚会的时候就知道我经常要问问题。
And the question this morning is,
今早的问题就是
What is the number one function of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵最大的工作是什么？
Why did the God send the Holy Spirit to this earth at Pentecost?
为什么在五旬节神把圣灵赐下来到这个世上？
Anyone know?
有没有人知道？
Maybe no one's ever been in one of my classes.
可能你们都没有在我那个小的聚会里面过。
What is the reason God sent the Holy Spirit in person to dwell here today?
为什么神要差遣圣灵今天居住在我们中间？
The Lord Jesus is not here on earth.
今天主耶稣并不在这个地上。
The Lord Jesus left and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
主耶稣已经升天而且坐在神宝座的右边。
But he told the disciples, he says, let not your heart be troubled.
但他跟这些门徒讲你们心里不要忧虑。
Was that just trying to psych them up, make them feel good?
是不是主耶稣只是来麻醉他们一下，让他们？
Why could Jesus say, "Let not your heart be troubled"?
但是主耶稣就说你们的心不要忧愁。
Because he was going to send himself in spirit, the Holy Spirit, to this earth.
因为他要差遣他自己来，是在圣灵里面来到这个世上。
And brothers and sisters, it's so important.That we, number one, know that the Holy Spirit in person is on planet Earth.
那我们第一个要知道的就是圣灵它是实实在在的是在今天这个世上。
But it is more important that we know what his number one function is.
但更重要的是知道他最大的工作是什么。
We will have much greater appreciation and reception and desire for the Holy Spirit.If we know what his number one function is.
如果我们知道这件事的话，那我们就会来感激这件事情，而且呢，我们会非常的来渴望这件事情。
Will anyone venture a guess? What is the number one? You're not going to flunk the course. What is the number one?
那大家可以来开口来讲，不怕，我们不会说不及格。
Solomon, what's the number one function of the Holy Spirit?
Solomon.我自己觉得是来启示基督。
You get half credit.
你有半数的分数。
That is a part of, and it's the initial thing to reveal Christ.
这是他工作的一部分，也是开始的一部分，就是来启示基督。
But what is that revealing for?
那为什么要启示呢？
To lead us into truth, okay?
带我们进入真理。
Reveal Christ to show that he is truth, okay? We're getting close. Half credit for that too.
也得了一半的分数，我们现在越来越接近
了。To form Christ in us.
其实是让基督在我们里面成形。
To conform us into the image of Christ.
将我们磨成耶稣基督的形象。
Paul says, I travail until what? Christ is formed in you.
那保罗就说他要尽力的让基督成形在你们里面。
And that is testimony.
这个就是见证。
So let's just pray that the Lord would reveal Christ to us, to form Christ into us, and to make us testimony.Of Jesus.
让我们现在来祷告，让圣灵启示基督，而且让基督在我们里面成形，而且启示这样的见证。
Father, we come empty. We come poor. We come weak. this morning.
父啊，我们今天早上到您面前是空空的来，而且我们真的是贫穷。
Physically, we might have money in the bank. We might have health today.
虽然我们在银行中有存款，也有所有的健康。
But each day we're bankrupt without your mercy and grace.
但是每天如果没有您的怜悯，您的恩典，我们都是破产的。
So we look to you this morning for revealing Christ.
今天早上我们来仰望您，求您来启示。
To do this transforming work.
来做这样改变的工作。
And forming your Son in us.
将您儿子成形在我们中间。
We worship you.
我们敬拜你。
Amen.
Amen.
What is the testimony of Jesus?
什么是耶稣基督的见证?
Well, in one word, it's the evidence of Jesus.
那一个定义就是 证明。
It is the evidence of Jesus.
就是耶稣的证明。
I have sat on a number of jury cases.
我曾经参加过许多的做过陪审员。
And as a jurist, you're looking for evidence.
作为陪审员，你要找的是证据。
You're looking for truth.
你要找的是这个事实。
You cannot rely just on conversation or talk.
你不能只是根据所有的这些交谈。
I have heard people get on the witness stand, one right after another, one say this, and the other say that.
我曾经见过有不同的见证人在那里做见证的时候，每个人讲的都不一样。
They thinkThey are giving testimony or evidence.
他们觉得他们是在做一个作证。
But both cannot be right.
但是不能两个人都对。
We say in English, talk is cheap.
在英文里面说交谈是没有价值的。话语是没有价值的。
In God's heavenly economy, He looks for evidence.
在神属天的系统里面，他要找的是证据。
He looks for testimony.
他要找见证。
Testimony of his son.
他自己儿子的见证。
Testimony of Jesus in two simple words is being Christ.
那如果用两个词来讲这件事呢，就是
Christ
是基督
a people.
基督其实就是在人中间。
And when Christ is found in a people, we call that testimony.
当基督在人中间被找到的时候，那就是见证。
Testimony is a manifestation of the Lord.
见证就是彰显我们的主。
Testimony is a people who are longing and waiting for his coming.
见证就是有人在这里，他们渴望而且等候主耶稣的再来。
The testimony of Jesus is the very nature of the Lord Jesus in a people.
耶稣的见证就是耶稣他自己的本性在人中间。
It's a people who look, act, speak like the Lord Jesus.
就是有一个人他的行事为人语言言语都是像基督。
The testimony of Jesus is very practical.
耶稣的见证是非常实际的。
The testimony of Jesus is very simple.
耶稣的见证也非常的简单。
One does not have to have a theological degree to be testimony.
一个人不需要有神学的学位才可以成为耶稣的见证。
In fact, brothers and sisters, many men and women who stand behind the pulpit, who teach classes, are not testimony.
其实有许多男男女女，他们站在讲台后面来讲耶稣的事情，但是他们并不是耶稣的见证。
This past week, I was visiting or was listening to a man's testimony.
上个星期我曾经听到一个人他的见证。
He has a prison ministry.
他是在监狱里面来做传道。
And he has a ministry of street people.
他也在这个外面的街道上面来传。
And he has been ministering to street people for a number of years.
有许多年时间，他就到这个街上去向人传讲。
He got himself into trouble, and 5 years ago he was put in prison himself.
那他因为这个自己也遇到很多麻烦。五年之前，他也被投进监狱。
And as he was repenting before the Lord, he asked the Lord, "How could I get myself into trouble?"
然后他在神面前悔改的时候就问神，我怎么能进到这样的麻烦里面？
How come my ministry has been so powerless?
为什么我的这样的服事这么的没有能力？
And the Lord said to him, for years you've been sharing with people the love of God.
那主就对他讲，很多年的时间你对人讲主的爱。
And many people have even responded from your message.
甚至有人对你的这样的信息有回应。
But he said, and he said, I have never had God speak almost audibly to me like he did this time.
但是他自己讲，神没有像那天那样对他这样的来讲话。
And the Lord seemed to say to him, you share the love of God to these people, but you do not love them.
神就对他讲，你是对这些人讲我的爱，但是你并不爱他们。
Here is a minister.
这里是有一个传道人。
A minister of the word.
是神话的传道人。
But there was no testimony.
但是却没有见证。
Testimony always has the fruit of the Spirit behind it.
每一个神主耶稣的见证后面都有一个果子。
There is always love.In testimony.
在见证里面一定有爱。
Forgiving love.
像饶恕的爱。
Caring love.
关心的爱。
Compassionate love.
怜悯的爱。
A love that's backed by peace.
和平里面的爱。
There is joy.
有喜乐。
If you're not experiencing the joy of the Lord.
你有没有经历过主耶稣的喜乐呢？
As you are changing diapers and doing the laundry,
当你在给孩子换尿布或者在洗衣的时候
then there is no testimony.
如果没有的话，就没有见证。
Testimony isn't a word that we have to go to seminary to learn.
见证并不是一个去神学院能够学到的词。
Testimony is something that God does in us.
见证就是神在我们里面所做的。
Testimony is the result of the cross.
见证是十字架的工作。
It's the fruit of the cross.
是十字架的结果。
It's the purpose of the cross.
就是十字架的目的。
The Lord Jesus died not just to save you and I from sin.
主耶稣他在十字架上死，并不只是为我们的罪而死。
Brothers and sisters, when we travel, we often see that the state of the church.As a result of people thinking that because they are saved, God is happy.
那我在各地旅行的时候，发现教会的普遍的光景就是觉得我们教会就是得救之后让神就很高兴了。
God is only pleased when He sees His Son.
神。唯一的喜悦就是当他看到儿子的时候。
When he sees the fruit of his life.
当他看到他儿子的生命结出果子。
When there is that long suffering with one another.
当有这样恒久的忍耐在我们中间。
Often we are married to someone who doesn't have the spiritual life that we might have.
经常我们在婚姻里面，对方并没有像我们一样有属灵的生活。
God uses that like he did in Moses' life to teach meekness.
那神就用这些像在摩西的生命里面一样来制造他的谦和。
Not to be a battering ram that keeps nagging and trying to change this person.
并不是拿着锤子是在一个苦闷里面这样的来抱怨。
Because testimony is the spirit of the lamb.
因为见证是羔羊的灵。
It shows kindness to that person that God has not chosen to open the eyes yet.
那就是向对方显出你恩慈，愿意神来开我们的眼。
It's the spirit of the lamb that opens the eyes of our loved ones.
哦，是羔羊的灵才能够开启对方的眼。
As soon as we quit roaring like a lion, then the Holy Spirit can work in our loved one.
当我们停止像狮子那样对向对方吼叫的时候，神才可以开始在你的配偶身上来做工作。
The gates of Hades cannot withstand the spirit of the lamb.
阴间的权柄不能胜过这个羔羊的灵。
But when we come with the spirit of the lion, the gates of Hades thicken and they rise to the heavens.
啊，当我们带着一个狮子的灵来到这个面前的时候，阴间的这个权势就要高出来，而且挡住我们。
Testimony is the fruit of the spirit.
见证就是圣灵的果子。
It's faith.
这是信。
It's not our doing something.It's faith in God doing something.
不是我们做什么事，是说我们相信神所做的。
Testimony of Jesus is walking, not by sight, but by faith.
见证就是说我们的行走不是凭眼见，而是凭眼所不见。
Trusting the Lord for our daily needs.
每天来倚靠神的供应。
Testimony of Jesus is not being political.
那神这样的见证也不是说我们在世上用人的方式打交道。
And if we're not as civil as being physical, the testimony of Jesus is not flattering.
那基督的灵呢，也不是说让我们去讨好某一个人。
Testimony of Jesus is always kind.
耶稣的见证就是总是。
One of the first lessons that I learned at the death of my wife was something about this word kindness.
在我去世的第一任妻子的世上，我来学的就是恩慈。
And I am still learning it.
我今天还在学。
When we look at the Lord Jesus' kindness, we see we're often miles away.From His kindness.
当我们看到主耶稣的恩慈的时候，就知道我们与他的这样的恩慈有多么的远。
Brothers and sisters, we are not kind people by nature.
我们凭着本性并不是有恩慈的人。
Just ask my wife.
您可以去问我的妻子。
Ask my son. He lives with me.
问我的儿子，他与我生活在一起。
He knows, and my wife knows, that I need the life of the Lord to be kind.
我的儿子跟我的妻子都知道，我里面需要有主的恩慈，才能够与他们一起
生活。No one in here is born kind.
今天在这里，每一个没有一位是生出来就有恩慈。
It's our very nature.
因为这是我们的天性。
We are not testimony by nature.
我们靠着本性，并不是主耶稣的见证。
We might be born again.
我们也许已经重生了。
But we've not been born of the cross.
但是我们。却没有在十字架里面重
生。Meaning the cross has not worked deep in us.
没有让十字架做更深的工作。
Therefore, Christianity is just that. It's often very shallow.
所以今天的基督教的世界是非常的浅显。
The Lord might have given us a gift of evangelism.
但是神也给我们有福音的事工。
And there's just this natural desire to tell people of Christ.
那我们里面的本性就是要去跟人传福音。
But underneath there is an underlying emptiness, no testimony.
但是在更深的一层，我们却经常没有见证。
The Lord Jesus builds on the testimony of himself.
主耶稣的建造，他的根基就是他自己的见证。
The church is to be the testimony of Christ.
教会就应该是耶稣的见证。
The testimony, the church is propagated. It is enlarged. It is increased through testimony, not numbers.
教会的超越，教会的增长，完全是根据耶稣的见证。
The first church flourished. First of all, 12 men laid their lives down.
那教会的开始，教会的完全的flourish， 教会的增长，完全的增长是从12个人他们把自己献给神开始。
It flourished because there was then 120 that laid their lives down.
然后也有120位他们把他们的生命放下。
This is how the church is built.
这就是教会怎样被建造。
It's not through yakking.
并不是只是来讲
talking, jabbering. It is through a life laid down.
而是通过把生命摆下。
It's a hidden life.
这是一个隐藏的生命。
It's a life of small things.
这是一个细微的生命。
It is all Christ and nothing of us. That's testimony.
就是没有我们自己，只有主耶稣。
When it comes to testimony, brothers and sisters, we bring nothing to the table except a circumcised heart.
当我们来到主面前要做这样见证的时候，只有一件事，就是我们带着一个割礼的心。
A surrendered heart.
一个顺服的心。
A teachable heart.
一个受教的心。
A quiet heart.
一个安静的心。
Oh,It's interesting, the greater the testimony, the less the talking.
啊，非常有趣的一件事就是这个见证越大，所要讲的话越少。
Remember when Elijah would walk past that woman's house and he didn't say anything? What happened in that woman's life?
你还记得当以利沙行过这个妇人的门口的时候，这个妇人的生命怎么被改变吗？
She says,I believe that is a man of God.
这个妇人讲，我相信这是一个神人。
There are many examples of testimony in the Bible.
有许多的例子在圣经里面提到这样的见证。
There is a whole message just on Old Testament examples.
那我们可以有完全一个另外的信息来讲旧约里面所有的见证。
If you want the whole meal deal on this subject,
如果您需要听一个非常大的一个聚会来可以讲这件事情。
In 10 days in the West Coast Conference, there will be 6 people speaking on this subject.
因为在西岸的聚会将会有10位弟兄来讲这件事情。
And one is going to just talk about Old Testament examples of testimony.
那有一个弟兄就是专门讲到旧约里面关于耶稣的见证。
And another on New Testament examples.
另外一位弟兄是讲到新约里面耶稣的见证。
And Christian Chen will talk about the history of the church being testimony.
那陈希曾弟兄会讲到整个教会的历史就是耶稣的见证。
But in the Old Testament, we see, starting right there with Adam, who was supposed to be testimony.
在旧约里面从一开始就提到亚当，他本应是神的见证。
God's whole attention, his whole purpose for creating man is that he would be a testimony.
神创造人的目的就是让人成为他自己的见证。
You know, God could have come down. This whole earth is a garbage dump.Satan has been living here. One-third of the angels, they have been raising havoc.
那神来到这个地上，他可以看到这里是一个垃圾场。撒旦跟三分之一的天使都被甩到这个地上。
Everything is vanity. Everything is empty. Everything is dark.
是渊面黑暗的。
Confusion circumvented this whole globe.
整个地球被包围的就是一个迷惑。
God came back, restored, set everything right.
但是神来去做恢复的工作，让美央视又成为正确。
He could have easily removed all the forces of evil.
他可以把仇敌所有的工作都挪去。
But his plan was to take man.
但他的计划却是用人。
And man would eat from the tree of life, which is a picture of the Lord Jesus, the Son.
那人可以来享用生命树的果子，这个生命树就是代表主耶稣基督自己的生命。
And as he would eat, and as he would fellowship with God in the cool of the evening,
当亚当在这里来吃果子与神交通的时候，
he would be fruitful and multiply.
那他就可以生养众多。
Good lesson, young people, while you're on this earth, to be fruitful and multiply.
对年轻人来讲，你们将今后也要生养众多。
And in so doing, Adam and the woman would move out from that garden and be testimony over the whole earth.
原来的计划是让亚当与这个女人，他们在这个地上来繁衍，让他们的这个见证一直传到全地。
There would be no evil.
那这里面没有任何的邪恶。
It would be removed by the propagation of man. By the propagation, offspring of man.
那人的后裔应该是遍满这个地面。
But of course, man failed.
但是我们知道人堕落了。
And there in Genesis 3:15, the Lord put in another plan.
那在创世纪第三章第十五节的时候，神又开始他的计划。
I will be in time, my son will come.
那有一天我的儿子要来。
And he will be the testimony.
他就是真正的见证。
He will represent me rightly.
他要正确的来代表我。
And he will be the foundation to correct all the evil, all the darkness on this earth.
他就是这个根基，可以来更正所有的黑暗，所有的邪恶。
And so we see all through the Old Testament, we get to Abel, and his death even testifies of the love of the Lord.
那我们也看到亚伯他的流血甚至也代表神的爱。
Abel bowed the knee.
亚伯他屈膝。
Abel's life was not himself.
亚伯的生命不是他自己。
Abel's life was not his sheep and his farmland.
亚伯他的生命不是只是关乎他的羊群，他在地上的所有。
His life was one thing to be a testimony of the Lord Jesus.
他的生命就是关乎一点，来做主耶稣的见证。
And he exemplified that life.
他而且活出这样的生命。
And here comes another great principle, brothers and sisters, of the testimony of Jesus.
这又讲到关乎主耶稣见证另外的一个原则。
And this is what is not preached today.
这个今天很多地方没有来讲。
This is the part of the gospel none of us like.
这是在福音里面其中的一部分是很多人不喜悦。
The testimony of Jesus will be persecuted.
就是主耶稣的见证将会受到逼迫。
Starting right there with Abel.
在亚伯那时候就开始。
All the way through the Old Testament.
在整个旧约里面。
The first martyr, Stephen.
第一个为主殉道的斯提凡
gave his life because he was testimony.
把他的生命摆上献出，就是因为他在那里做见证。
I behold the Son of God sitting at the right hand of the Father as the stones were coming upon Stephen.
当这个石头向斯提凡打来的时候，他说：“看哪，我看到神子神的儿子坐在他宝座的右边。”
Smiling into the face of the Lord as he was being stoned to death.
但是他脸上是带着微笑，这样被石头打死的。
The only way we can be testimony, brothers and sisters.
只有这条路，我们才能够成为见证。
Willing to lay our life down.
就是我们愿意把自己的生命放下。
When we were going through the 2.5 years of cancer with my wife.
当时在两年半的时间，我与妻子在癌症的治疗里面一同经历的时候。
As I said earlier,We learned many lessons, and some of you learned these lessons with us.
刚才我提到，在里面我学了许多的功课，在座的有许多，我们当时一同来学这样的功课。
the first vital lesson that we learn.
那第一个我们所学到的大的功课。
And the sooner that all of us can learn this lesson.
啊，我希望很快我们大家也来学这样的功课。
It'll just set you on another plane as far as the Lord.
那当我们在主的事情上面，这就把我们提到另外的一个高度。
After praying for a month or two, the Lord revealed to my wife and myself separately, but almost on the same day.
啊，在我们持续的祷告一两个月的时候，主呢，神呢，就对我跟我的妻子分别的来讲话，但是在同一天。
And this is the testimony of my wife.
这就是我妻子的见证。
Lord, my body is yours.
主啊，我的身体是属于你的。
It's not mine.
不是我自己的。
And you can do with it whatever you want.
主啊，你愿意怎样做就怎么做。
You can take me home today.
你可以今天把我带到天家。
Or you can raise me up.
或者你可以让我再重新站起来。
Either through the doctors, either through your touching hand.
或者是借着医生的手，或者是借着你自己的手。
It's very easy for you.
对您来讲是非常的容易。
The same thing happened to me at the same time, and we talked, and we realized the Lord had revealed this to us.
同样的这样的话也赐给我。当我们两个这样交通的时候，我们就知道原来神对我们都讲话。
Brothers and sisters, it changed everything.
弟兄姐妹们，这个就改变了所有的。
We were not trying now to get God to do something.
我们并不是去努力地说让神帮我们做什么事。
The Lord knows everything that we need.
主已经都知道我们所求的。
You know, often, brothers and sisters, we spend way too much time on Wednesday night just praying about physical issues.
弟兄姐妹们，经常在星期三的祷告聚会里面，我们也花太多的时间来求一些物质上的事。
Instead of spiritual issues.
那我们其实应该来求属灵的事。
Our problem is not this physical body.
我们的问题并不是这个物质上的这个身体。
All of us, most of us, not maybe some of you young kids, but when you get my age, there's a lot of problems.
那我们中间许多人，当然不包括年轻人，我们的身体有许多的问题。
I've had kidney problems. I've got a heart problem. I'm legally blind in this eye. As any of you know,I have a hard time hearing. That's why I sit on the front row.
那我们的弟兄他有肾的问题，有心脏的问题，也这只眼其实是盲的。然后呢，大家可能也有些人知道，我的耳朵不好，所以我要坐在第一排。
These bodies are dying.
因为我的身体是在死。
Now, we usually don't learn this when we're youth. Take it by faith, Elliot.
我们在年轻的时候并不学这样的功课 ，Elliot， 你要相信这件事会发生。
When I was the age of these first two rows over here, I would have just laughed if someone said what I just said.
当我像你们这样年轻的时候，别人跟我讲身体的事情，我当时是嘲笑他们。
But we're getting old, aren't we, Brother Wei?
但魏博，我们是不是已经越来越老了
？But the key is to get old gracefully.
但是这个关键就是，虽然老，但是我们却有恩典。
God does not always heal this body.
神不是每次都来医治我们的身体。
But He always gives life.
但是永远是给生命。
Yesterday we celebrated the birthday of my friend who's 102 years old.
昨天我们来庆祝一个朋友的生日，他是102岁。
And he has a number of things wrong with him.
其实他有数不清的事在他身上，其实是有病的。
Oh, but as I talked to him on the phone, the joy of the Lord.
但是我与他在电话上交谈的时候，那个主的喜乐就在他里。
His strong prayer came right through the phone.
他那个在强壮的祷告就从电话里面传过来。
Even while suffering pain.
甚至在他承受痛苦的时候。
That's testimony.
这就是见证。
In the New Testament.
在新约里面。
And I just feel led just to spend a couple minutes on this word healing since we've touched on this.
既然我们提到医治的事情，那我们就花一点时间来看看这件事。
We have had the privilege in our English class on Wednesday to, going through the book of Mark.
在星期三我们英文的查经里面现在在读马可福音。
And we've been looking at the real meaning of each of the healings.
那我们在那里查考每一个医治它里面实际的意义。
Oh, we see something of the Lord's compassion for people when he would heal these people.
我们不只看到神的怜悯对着这些人。
But the healing, brothers and sisters, was such a small, small part of the lesson.
但是每一个功课里面医治只是很小的一部分。
Whether it was casting out the unclean spirit, whether it was leprosy, whether it was the paralytic,
或者是赶鬼，或者是医治麻风，或者是让瘸子行走。
Whether it was the man in the withered hand in Mark 2,
或者在马可福音第二章里面那个人的手是
all of these
卷曲的。
Show an example of believers and a problem.
那这些都让我们先看到，就是信神的人，他们里面有问题。
Something of our heart.
显出我们心里。
Even in the synagogue, there can be someone with satanic power, unclean spirit.
那甚至在会堂里面，都有一些人里面有这些巫鬼。
Peter had it.
其他的力量的控制。
Peter had it when he said, "Oh Lord, for God forbid that you go to the cross."
彼得也曾经有这样的经历。他说：“主啊，绝对不可，你不能上十字架。
”And the Lord replied, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
那主耶稣就说：“到我后面去，撒旦。
”Even right now, if there is a thought in someone's heart regarding family member. Or another brother and sister, that's an unclean spirit.
甚至在现在，如果您的心思里面有对您家庭里面的人有这样的愤恨，这就是。
You might know the Lord. You might be able to speak of the Lord with that unclean spirit.
你可能认识神，你也甚至向人来传讲主耶。
You might recognize the Lord more than anyone else.
你可能比其他人都了解主耶稣的事。
However,
但是
Jesus has to come in.
耶稣还是要进到你里面。
Otherwise, there is no testimony.
不然你里面还是没有见证。
We're all filled with leprosy.
我们也都是在瘸子这件事上有份。
Remember when Moses, God says, Moses, put your hand in your bosom.
记得吗？我们麻风病这件事，就是神让摩西把他的手放在怀里。
When Moses pulled his hand out, what?Was the color of his hand?
当摩西再把手抽出来的时候，他的手是什么颜色呢
？White with leprosy.
是完全被麻风病染白。
God was reminding Moses, Moses, that's who you're really made of. Don't forget it.
那这是神在提醒摩西，你要记得你自己到底是谁。
Do you know that your heart and my heart, even as believers, has the potential of manifesting leprosy?
知道吗？虽然我们信主了，我们里面心里还有一些光景，真的是像麻风病一样。
Leprosy in the Bible simply means a contamination of sin.
麻风病在圣经里面就是代表被罪所玷污了。
And it often is more prevalent present than we would like to think.
比我们应该来保养顾惜。
But we're not to worship it.
但我们不是来敬拜这样的神。
We're not to spend hours on it.
不是说每天花这么多的时间来照顾身体。
We can become consumed with just this body.
我们可能会被这个身体完全的占有了。
The looks of the body, the health of the body, the feeding of the body, the drinking for the body, the exercise of the body.
对这个身体，我们为了它的样式呢，我们来锻炼，来吃，来喝。
Physical exercise.Paul says, "It's a very little thing."
但是保罗却说，操练身体这个益处还少。
He didn't say it's not important. It is important.
他没有说这个不重要，他说是有益处。
We have a great spiritual principle in those word exercise.
因为在操练这件事上有许多属灵的原则在里面。
Just as the body needs to be, physical body needs to be exercised, we need to be exercised through fellowship, through reading the word.
就像我们这个物质的身体需要操练一样，在属灵的事上，我们也需要来操练，来读神的话，来彼此交通。
brothers and sisters, we have this wonderful privilege of experiencing the reality of the testimony of Jesus daily.
弟兄姐妹们，我们有这样的特权，就是每天来经历怎样来做耶稣的见证。
There is much more that can be said on this subject.
在这个题目上有许多可以讲的。
It's the whole Bible.
整本的圣经。
This Bible is called the testimony of Jesus in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面，整本书就是被称为耶稣的见证。
The people, the tabernacle in the midst of the people, that tabernacle was called the testimony.
在人中间的这个约柜就是见证的约柜。
And that's why
会幕
God was the one that orchestrated everything from the architecture to the engineering.The construction, everything was ordered by the Lord.
这就是为什么主耶稣在建造会幕的事上，他给了所有的指示，不管是他的建筑，他的怎样的实行。
Solomon's temple was testimony because it was evidence of God.
所罗门所建造的圣殿也是耶稣的见证。
And that's our calling.
那就是所罗门他受的呼召。
That's what we're here for.
那也是我们今天为什么在这里。
We're not here.For our own sake.
我们在这里并不是为自己的好处。
We're not here just to stand up here like I am this morning and just talk about Jesus.
我们今天并不是像我站在这里一样，只是来讲主耶稣。
My personal desire is that Lord would conform His Son in me, in us.
那我们的渴望应该是主耶稣神的儿子他自己在我们里面成形。
To be testimony.
来成为见证。
Are we as a fellowship testimony?
我们作为一个聚会是不是见证呢？
Or you might say, well, I am, but I don't know about this other person.
也许您说我自己是的，但另外那个人我不知道。
The Lord covers all the bases.
但是神把各样各方面都已经照顾完全了。
There might be someone even here this morning,doesn't even know the Lord Jesus.
甚至今天在我们中间还有人没有没有认识主的。
Someone might be self-absorbed, caught up in their own life.
有些人他们还是在自己的生命里面完全的被占有。
But when there are two or three, five and six, the desire to be testimony is representative of the whole group.
但是其实只要有两三个人或者五六个人心里愿意来做这样的见证。那整个聚会里面就有这个见证。
And it's the Lord's will that you be that one.
那神的心意就是今天让你成为这样的见证。
Is this not a few special people?
并不是只是几个特别的人。
God's will, God's desire that every single one of us exhibit, evidence His Son.
神的旨意是让我们中间每一个人里面都可以在我们身上找到主耶稣的证据。
That together,We be Christ.
那在一起的时候，我们就成为基督。
He's not here, but we are.
他今天不在，但是我们在这里。
And when he sees testimony, it stirs him to return.
当他看到这样的见证在我们中间，就会催促他的再来。
The only thing that prevents the Lord from coming back today is that the testimony is not.Clearly completed.
今天阻止神再来唯一的一件事就是这个见证还没有完全。
As we go to work tomorrow, may we be testimony.
当我们明天去工作的时候愿意我们成为见证。
As we're taking care of the children at home, may we be testimony.
当我们在家里照顾孩童的时候希望我们成为见证。
Simply allowing Christ to live his life in us.
只是很简单的来容许耶稣在我们的生命里面活出来。
Do you want to be that testimony?
您愿不愿意成为这样的见证呢？
How do we answer that question?
我们怎样回答这样的问题呢？
Is the key.
关键。
The Lord loves to take Mary Magdalene's and make them testimony.
关键就是主其实他愿意让摩大拉的玛利亚成为他的见证。
He likes to take the worst of sinners, like the Apostle Paul, and make them testimony.
他愿意来用这些罪人中的罪魁，像保罗 来做他自己的见证。
Don't think your situation is hopeless.
不要觉得你的光景是无助的。
You might say this morning, but I have a past, and the Lord cannot make testimony out of my sordid past.
也许您今天说，我有一个很悲惨的过去，一个不好的过去，主不能因为这个来用我做见证。
That is a lie.
这是一个谎言。
The Lord loves to take our past.
因为主愿意来解决我们的过去。
And lift us up.
来高举我们。
And say, this is what my son looks like.
然后说，这就是我儿子的样子。
This is a housewife that looks like Jesus.
这就是一个家庭的主妇，但是她就是基督的样子。
Here is a man that just got demoted at work, but he doesn't open his mouth. He's quiet. He takes it just like Jesus.
这里有一个人，虽然他被降职了，但是他的口里面却不出任何的怨言，他默默地承受，这就是基督的见证。
That's the testimony of Jesus.
这就是耶稣的见证。
May we be it.
让我们成为这样的见证。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
主啊，
we praise you for your Son.
我们赞美你自己的儿子。
The perfect testimony of God.
就是完美的神的见证。
All of heaven manifested in one man.
诸天都要宣扬，就是有这样一个人。
We thank you that the Son turned around and now has given us his life.
感谢您，因为您的儿子已经把他的生命赐给了我们。
May we accept it, may we receive it, may we be it today.
愿我们不光是接受，而且让这样的生命成为我们自己。
By the mercy of God.
靠着您的怜悯。
Amen.
Amen.
Sisters, can we just